This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone once said, Tommy, there are no bad ideas.
Yeah.
Just out of the box ideas.
Okay.
And I want you to keep that in mind while we have this discussion.
Sure.
Because there is a problem with kids not going to school.
Mm.
They just don't feel like going.
Yeah.
And there is a proposed solution that has been experimented with to get those kids back in school. This is the greatest motivator known to mankind.
Okay.
And it has people either applauding this idea or freaking the F out. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know, Tommy?
What is that?
Since 2021, absenteeism for kids in schools across America has become a massive issue.
All right, they ain't going to school.
Last year, one in four students nationally were chronically absent. And it's chronically absent is defined by missing at least 10% of the school year.
So that's across the nation.
One quarter.
Damn.
Yes. And so it's 1 in 10 kids. By the way, that's 10% higher, that number, than it was in 2019.
Mm.
So the good news...
What's the good news?
It's slowly getting better.
All right.
The bad news,
yeah.
Not fast enough. And it's forced school districts to come up with crazy new ideas to get kids into school. In Oakland, they came up with the most out-of-the-box idea.
What?
45 students were chosen as part of an experiment.
Mm.
The students, for perfect attendance, were given $50 a week.
So you get paid to go to school.
Bingo. If you missed a minute of class, you lost your $50. Part of that program also forced them to check in with an assigned adult daily about their schoolwork and how their home life was mm-hmm. going. The idea being, keep the kid's mind focused on mm-hmm. school, that things will be fine, we're here to help you, we'll see what happens.
So they're very present.
Yes. The majority of these kids that were paid... not only vastly improved their attendance, their grades went way up too. And there are other cities and communities across America that independently tried this. It wasn't like a big plan. They just had this idea and they went for it.
Hey.
Every place they tried it, they said they saw big time success. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, is it a good idea to pay kids to go to school?
Well, that was my $50. They owe me 15 years of back pay of $50.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to pay kids to go to school?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's not only going to... If it doesn't motivate the kid, it's going to motivate the parent to get your ass, to push your ass to school. The one thing I would worry about is forcing your kid to go to school if they're actually sick.
Oh, good call.
You know what I mean? Because I would think that, yeah, that kid... may have something that's not, like, I don't know, strep throat, something that's not so great to spread to other kids, but I want that $50, so I'm going to school anyways.
So along the lines of the point Kimmy made, there are schools now that will not do perfect attendance awards for that very reason.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I would think like a big part of the reason those numbers dipped was because people were being like extra cautious at that time, especially of sending their kid to school if they were even remotely sick.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
Now, I know that you like to think that you're a progressive person, especially when it comes to kids and education, because of the struggles you had with things that were undiagnosed back in the day. Mm. They didn't even know about them. That's how stupid you were. They did not even know what was going on with your head. If you found out that Pittsford was going to pay kids to go to school out of your wife's pocket, would you be okay with that?
They would chap my ass.
Why?
Because these Pittsford kids don't need no
$50. All right, what if it was city kids?
City kids, the problem is in the city.
Well, no.
With truancy.
No, I don't think you heard what I said.
I think, I'm guessing.
Oh, here we go. No, please, please. Buckle up, everybody. Hold on. I'm buckling.
All right, so I'm guessing truancy is higher in the city.
Okay. You're talking about here.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing across the country, it seems like poorer sections of the country, this is a problem.
Very
graduation
possible.
Rates
Very
down.
Possible. Sure, sure.
You got to help the kids.
Okay.
But I ain't helping no rich kid get to school.
Okay, but
when
then
your school looks like a goddamn country club. Listen, you've got rough-ass school. I get it.
But what's rough at? Now you get to know.
We know nice ass.
All right. Well, no.
Victor looks like Oak Hill.
What about Greece? Those kids get paid to go to school?
Greece, you got five high schools. Pick one, kid.
What about Chi-Li, Gates? What all these places? See, that's what I mean. And by the way, I promise you, if they start paying kids in one district, parents in other districts
would
be
not
like,
to and that's why you make can't it do universal. It.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I love how you think it's a good idea that you can't do it.
I do think in underprivileged kids, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that $50 goes a long way in their household.
I love
it. Goes
I
a long way in any kid's pocket.
Let me tell you how this works out.
No, but I listen, man, $50 in some rich kid's house, where's that going to?
All right, so before we go to the phones, I want to be clear. Look.
You know, organic milk.
Granted, there is a small sample size here of kids getting paid going to school, right? That it worked. And nothing will motivate anything like cold, hard cash, but the cash has to come from somewhere. So if we're talking about is spending money worth all we'd get out of it, right, to get these kids to go to school. Mm. Fact, kids outside of school are more likely to get in trouble, and we've seen that in the greater Rochester area, right? Fact. Communities with higher graduation rates spend less money on social services. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's less of a drain.
Yes, things like food stamps, right? And the money that you're spending to keep some kids in school may save you tenfold 10, 15 years from now, right? And there's... that's the back and forth. Can you appreciate what you're getting potentially out of the money you're investing 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now?
Okay.
Well,
but most people, that's the super ass long game.
But that's what school is.
Right.
School is the super ass long
game. It is.
When do you start doing this? Like at what age? You know,
I gotta pay you for education.
Would it just be high school?
Well, high school. Well, no, because like, look, you're right. Elementary school kids don't really have. You know, you're locked in. Yeah. It would be middle school or like middle when you school? Have the opportunity.
Where it starts? Where you're running wild.
But the joke you just made, right? Like. Look, I understand why people would look at this and say, like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. We shouldn't be paying kids to go to a free public school system that is provided for them through taxpayer money. And here's the thing. I know you feel that way. You just want to sound cool.
I see these North Korean kids going to school every day.
You don't?
In their uniforms. Paying attention. They march to school.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. School districts independently across the country have started experimenting with paying kids to go to school to bring down the, as Tommy keeps calling it, truancy, because it's the 1950s. But
where's your truancy, officer?
Absenteeism. Absenteeism has become a serious problem with kids in school nationwide, here in Rochester as well. It's up 10%. 10%?
10%. That's like half.
Since 2019. Keith's on CMF. Hey, Keith, how are you, brother?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So my question is, whatever happened to self-motivation?
I don't know where to go.
Why do we have to pay children to go to school when they should be self-motivated to want to learn for themselves?
Okay, yeah, but so I wasn't self-motivated. I had a parent. And Pat had a parent who were also not self-motivated.
That like made me go, but I wouldn't say I was like self-motivated to go to school.
I hated school. Every
Keith,
minute of it.
Keith, let's chat here, buddy. And look, I'm going to ask questions. I'm not attacking you. I'm just asking because Tommy and I are in the same boat if we didn't want to go to school. Keith, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 36.
36. What do you do for a living?
I do HVAC.
HVAC. How good were your grades in high school?
I was about a C to an A average.
C to an A, yeah?
Pretty wide gap there,
as
bro.
If you could spell the word cat, I'm confused, Keith. All right, Keith, what I'm getting at is, would you consider yourself with grades that were Cs, a self-motivated student when you were in high school?
When at the start, no. But when I got older, I started to realize that if I didn't pick up my slack, nobody else would. And on doing that, it made me a better person.
Okay.
For the fact that if I didn't pick up my own slack, then how could I enter into a better society?
And you thought about all this as a teenager.
He was a very bright teenager, Tommy. He was spelling cat.
You were looking at nudie books and thinking about getting high and grabbing boobies.
Looking at a porno book? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Watching a porno book? Steven,
right
I'm motivated.
After high school, I also enlisted, so.
No, Keith, but what I'm getting at is
before that.
With your kid, when you were a kid, did your parents make you go to school?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, I think that's what they're getting at here is like, look, not every kid is fortunate enough to have parents that are around.
Better kick them in the ass.
Yes, or have the ability to be around because they have other things that they have to do to make sure that everything is taken care of at home. And again, Keith, I understand that this is a shocking idea. I understand that it may not be the best idea, but I do find it an interesting idea. And I don't know, maybe it's worth talking about before we're like, oh, self-motivation.
Right.
Keith, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right. You guys do the same.
See you, buddy. I'm dumb. You're dumb.
Mm-hmm. I'm Southern dumb.
We both got bad grades in high school, right?
And I wasn't thinking of my future.
But, like, how can a guy like Keith, who calls up, he got C's, he admits his parents made him go to school, go, you know, when I was that age, I had responsibility and I was driven.
Yeah.
Shut your mic's up.
Sorry, I was on the phone. As a teenager, though, like, you go to school because you have to.
Yes.
There's a very small percentage of kids that go to school that love school, want to be there, want to learn. You know what I mean? Like, every day of the week.
Do you remember what your motivation for the future was when you were 15? Like, when you thought about the end of high school, where did you see yourself? Because I could paint you a picture of it.
Go ahead.
I was going to get a cool apartment.
Okay.
I was going to buy a Corvette, and I was going to get wasted every night.
Well, you did two of those things.
Yeah, but like that's what I thought being an adult was.
Sure. No, see, I was a very depressed child. I saw what being an adult was in the neighborhood I grew up in. So, like, I thought I was going to get a job that paid me. I told you, my dream was I was going to get a blue collar job that paid me $50,000 a year.
Which is $1,000 a week.
In my head, yes.
That 2 weeks off, you're fat.
That's what rich was to me. I was going to make $50,000 a year, and one day I'll get there.
Yeah.
One day I will get to that $50,000. 252-WCMF. I see you guys sitting on hold. Give me 1 second here because I do want to get into the actual discussion of how this would work. Because this school district in Oakland, and that's the one we have the basis for,
right?
Like I said, they paid these kids $50 a week to go to school. They had to check in with an adult and all their work had to be done, right? If they missed a moment of class, that $50 was gone for the week.
Okay.
If you were going to pay, the big issue is how do you do it?
Well, it's tax money.
Okay, no, that's the thing. This thing in Oakland came from grant money. Somebody donated it to try it, and it only was enough for 45 kids. So they chose 45 kids to see if they would be benefited, if they would benefit from the program. Do you pay every kid in the school? Do you identify?
Well, you'd have to.
Not necessarily.
You can't do it for some and not do it for the others. I mean, I would think if you're going to roll this out, let's say we're just going to try it in a whole school.
Okay.
You'd have to pay everybody in the school.
Well, no, you could identify the kids you believe are the most at risk because like we said, there
are. But then would that hurt the kids that are showing up every day? Like, would that hurt their motivation knowing there are people getting paid for doing what they're doing already?
Look, it's a valid question, but I think we can go back to the discussion we had before with the gentleman that just called you and me. We went to school because our parents made us go to school.
Right.
So this, as much as I would want $50 at 15 years old for being there, it wouldn't be necessary for me because my dumb ass was going
to
be there.
But I think the parents of that kid would want their kid to have that $50.
You think your dad would be pissed if you didn't get $50?
You know, my old man wants the money.
My dad would start to care more about the money than my grades.
Yeah.
Like, he would be like, as long as you're showing up and you're getting that $50 every day.
So you're saying the only way this would work would be to pay every
to
kid
to blanket
in
it all out. And how do you do that?
I mean, that's the other question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go back to some civil discussions on our phone lines.
Yeah.
Carl's on CMF. Hey, Carl, how are you, brother?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Duffy?
Good, man. What do you got?
We got to bring back the daily beatings. The hell with this nonsense.
Beatings. That's a good idea.
Beatings?
Nothing gets me excited to go to school like the threat of being beaten.
You know, and that's the problem, you know. Parents aren't there half the time, and then, you know, in today's world, 2024, you really, you know, call CPS or this or that, and, you know.
All right, but Carl, let's talk about that. Hold on.
For the daily beating?
Now, Carl, again, I just want your background here. How old are you, buddy?
31.
31? What was your average, like, grade average in high school?
Oh, man, high school, you're looking C's, you know, 65, 70, barely scraping by.
Welcome to the dumb club, buddy. We're happy to have you. Now, Carl, here's the thing. We're with you. You bring up this, you know, the problem with society today is parents, and that's like an easy thing for everyone to say, and then they think they get to, like, take their hands and, like, wash it of it and be like, well, you know, it's private parents are the problem. You know what sucks when you say that? The kids are still there.
Yes.
See, over there are the kids that either have parents that are working or have parents that decided they don't want to be parents or are parents that are not good parents. So, Carl...
Those are the kids you beat. For the daily beat.
Right.
You know, you say that, and you're like, oh, the parents should... do something better to take care of their kids. But those parents don't care what you think, and those kids get left in their wake. So what do you do with those kids, Carl?
Hello.
No, Carl, you can't curse. That's
you deserve a beating, Carl, for cursing on the air.
I'm sorry. That's the problem. That's the problem, you know. The kids are the ones that suffer.
No, but see, here's the thing.
So we should go beat the parents.
Carl, yeah. You're right. That is the problem. But it's easy. Like, if I walked outside and I got stabbed, right? Mm. I could be like, oh, here's the problem. I got stabbed. You know what I don't know how to do? Fix myself.
Yeah.
That's why I need someone smarter than me to do that. You know what I'm saying, Carl?
For the daily stabbing?
Yeah. Yep. No, I hear you.
All right, Carl. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Carl says, beat them children.
I always get disappointed when somebody younger than me has an old man take.
The daily beating?
Look, I don't think it's an old man take, right? There's the idea of...
I mean, it's an old guy
corporal
take.
Corporal punishment.
For a 31-year-old
capital
kid.
Punishment?
No, corporal capital punishment is murdering
what's
the
corporal
kids.
Punishment?
Corporal punishment is what you're describing.
But you got to get the corporals in to do the beatings to the child.
Look,
and then go out to the parents.
I understand.
Even the family dog's in on it.
Kimmy, I mean, look, part of the American dream is the idea that you can grab yourself by your bootstraps and pull yourself up. And I get that. Yeah. I get it. I understand.
Free
it.
Country.
It's romantic. But, you know, to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, you do have to have boots.
Yeah.
Boots have to exist. Mm. Can't be barefoot.
Yeah.
Pull yourself up by your fingernails, you're going to rip them off. Now I'm bleeding. I'm stabbing. I don't know how to fix myself. This kid's got no fingernails. Carl's beating kids over here. 252-WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. We got more calls. Sit tight. I want to get there. I want to say this is stupid.
What's that?
Paying these kids to go to school. Mm. Because it's crazy. But, I mean, it does make more sense than it should when you really think about it. Because at its most basic level, Tommy, school exists for three reasons.
Okay.
One, educate your kids.
Right.
Two, give them access to a range of different subjects to see what they're interested in. And three, get them ready to eventually enter the workforce. And I guess I ask this of people that are listening that are very anti this. And I get it. Would anyone go to work if they didn't collect a paycheck?
Of course not.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you look at your kid going to school the same way you look at you going to your job, and don't say you don't, all you dads out there, because when my oldest wants to stay home from school, I have used the dad line. You think I could just not go to work one day? You think I, because I don't feel like it, could just not go to work?
Well, you do get paid leave.
Yeah, but that's she doesn't know that. If that's the argument you make, you can't really argue against paying kids to go to school.
But they're not producing anything.
Well, no, they're producing a future, Thomas. A future for you, a future for me,
a future
for themselves. Now, again, I understand that is a stretch of an argument, but I think it can't be made.
Okay, all right.
We got Facebook messages coming in. I see you guys on hold. Ray writes us on Facebook. Again, we're talking about paying kids to go to school to fix the, as Tommy put it, truancy problem, absenteeism. Ray writes us, I don't think kids should get paid at all for school, but this plan isn't even for good grades. It's just for showing up. Besides not having the money to do it, it sends a bad example that just being somewhere entitles you to something. Okay, valid point. That does also describe about a third of the people going to work.
Show up because I have to.
Well, you know, showing up's part of the have to battle, right?
Okay.
You got to be there first.
That's true. Alexis, let's get a lady take.
All right.
She writes us on Facebook. If these kids get $50 a day with no taxes, it'll be more than half of the adults who work at the school make. Even if you had the money, that could be a riot from the people who have been fighting and get paid more since schools had COVID. That is a good point.
All right.
It's $50 a week?
$50 a week.
It's like $500 a month.
No.
See, if he would have gotten $50 a week. No, $50 a week wouldn't have been. I mean, what do you work, 3 hours a week? You're the world's slowest lunch lady. All right, let's take one more call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Victor has the last word on CMF. Hello, Victor. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I think you guys are missing the opposite solution to this. I think you should fine the parents for the children not being in school, because that would have made my ass go to school back in 85, 86.
No, I hear you. They say the easiest way to fight poverty is to charge people with no money more money.
Well, when you're putting the burden on the parents rather than giving away money for just showing up, then maybe the parents will force the children to be in school.
No, but again, it goes back to the...
It's not necessarily a poverty issue either.
No, you're right.
I didn't grow up in poverty, and I missed school a lot.
Well, your parents just suck.
I was just stupid with bad parents. No, look, Victor, I get what you're saying there. And I understand the want to put it back on the parents, right? Because they are the ones that should be responsible for these kids getting there. I mean, Victor, you also have situations where... Parents want to be responsible for their kids. They try to reach their kids, and the kids just don't care because it comes out of mom and dad's mouth. I mean, we have to factor in every situation. Because, Victor, I'm sure you were a massive prick to your parents when you were a kid.
Yeah, but you couldn't be. Because back then, I had Italian parents. You couldn't be that much of a prick to your parents.
I was.
Yeah.
My old man was Sicilian. I was a prick. Stand up for yourself.
Right.
Carl's coming in to beat you now. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Fine and Victor. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Look, you don't send your kid to school. You don't pay him to go to school. One day, you end up with your adult son at the Wayne County Carnival, and this happens.
Oh, no.
Buckle up, baby.
Can't wait.
Next in the break room, 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This story is so Wayne County, it hurts. And it works perfectly with another story we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Because keeping your hands to yourself when another adult gets physical with your kid would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
But would that same rule apply if your child was a grown-ass person?
Grown-ass baby man?
You got Grown-ass baby man was one of my favorite blues players from Louisiana.
Well, I'm a grown-ass baby man. You just don't understand. I'm still a man. I got needs, baby.
You're hanging out in the break room. How did you make that sexual?
I don't know.
Well, every blues tune is sexual.
Okay, even the ones about grown-ass baby.
Yeah, you got needs.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Palmyra. The Wayne County Fair was last weekend.
Well, that's one of your top fairs.
Yep, over the weekend. Fun time had by all.
Mm.
Well, almost all.
What happened?
A 23-year-old man was reportedly ordered to leave the fairgrounds.
Man, what do you have to do to get kicked out of the fairgrounds?
What do you have to do to get kicked out of the Wayne County Fair?
That's a pretty low bar.
To be fair, I've never been to the Wayne County Fair. I don't know. It could be a very classy event.
No, I'm sure it is.
That happened around 10 p.m., and it followed a fight. So fight happened, 23-year-old, 10 p.m., ordered to leave the Wayne County Fair. Mm. Story on 13 Wham says he allegedly re-entered the fairgrounds
afterwards.
You can't
keep me out.
But by the way, that's a hell of an advertisement for the Wayne County Fair.
It's that good.
Yeah.
The Wayne County Fair, not even the cops could keep me out. When he re-entered the fair, authorities say this 23-year-old man got into another fight, this time with the Wayne County Sheriff's Department.
Wait. Was he the only one that got kicked out the first time?
All we know is the 23-year-old was kicked out. There could have been more. I don't know.
He got into a fight with the sheriff.
According to 13 Wham.
Maybe because they asked him to leave, I would imagine.
Yeah. Story says two deputies were hurt in said fight. And if that was the end of the story, it would be a crazy enough story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is a third character to introduce. Say hello to this man's 62-year-old father. Authorities say he's been accused of shoving a deputy and trying to intervene while his son was being arrested. The son was arrested for third-degree assault, amongst other things. Dad, for resisting arrest, amongst other things. Both men have court dates out in Wayne County coming up.
They say it runs in the family, son.
So you can look at this story one of two ways. Is this a heartwarming story of a father going to bat for his son? Or is this a nightmare of a situation where this father should have stood back and let his adult son deal with the situation he allegedly put himself in? And there may not be an easy answer here.
Mm.
You think there's an easy answer here?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Yeah. These are a couple of country hotheads.
Okay.
And you're 10 o'clock at night, 62 at the county fair. Your ass ought to be home. What in the hell is your old ass doing it? If you ain't working that fair.
Yeah.
And you're just trucking around at that time of night.
Sure.
You're looking for trouble.
What about the demolition derby? You want to miss a demolition derby?
No, the demolition derby was done at 8 o'clock.
You don't know that, man. A lot of demolition going on that night.
They ain't got no headlights.
They keep going until the cars stop running, son.
He was main event.
Look, okay, you're right. The easy answer is do not intervene when the cops are trying to arrest your son. I guess what I'm asking is, what percentage of dads would do exactly what this dad allegedly did for their adult kids?
So even if you know your kid was in the wrong, like you were fighting.
Yes.
I guess maybe you didn't know that going in.
Oh, come on. He's fighting with the cops.
And you know your kid.
No, I'm saying like maybe you didn't know your kid got kicked out initially.
But he's still fighting with cops.
Right.
And you know your kid. You know your kid's got it in him. He's a re-enter.
But you maybe.
A re-enter?
You raised a re-enter.
you may have instilled that fight in him, which okay. is something that you may be proud of.
Okay.
Which is why you, instead of trying to keep the peace, you went in with your kid because that's what you taught him.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It's easy to say this is nuts. Personally, I think it's nuts, the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess you can't entirely be sure what you might do if you were standing there watching your adult child in this exact situation.
Being, yeah.
And if you are
arrested.
If you're on the child on the other end of this, do you think your mother or your father would have gone to bat for you the way this dad allegedly did? Like, Tommy, if you re-entered the Wayne County Fair, let's say your dad's up from Florida back when he's alive, you get thrown out for just being you. Mm. You get back in, let me tell you something about something. Your dad sees you in a fight with the sheriff's department trying to arrest you. Would your dad step in?
No, man. He tipped those guys.
I was going to say, because I would find it funny that his dad didn't leave with him when he got kicked out in the first place.
But my father would be half in the bag anyway.
Your father's been thrown out of bars, you said before, and tried to negotiate staying there, right? Kimmy, if your father saw you in this situation, you are resisting arrest from two sheriff's deputies, would he step in?
I think he would try to. I mean, I don't think he would necessarily fight with the police officers, but he would definitely try to get me out of that situation.
So you could see him inserting himself?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So does that make Kimmy's dad a bad person?
No, but it's not a bad, but obviously if he doesn't get physical, but I guess to your point, it's natural instinct to protect your kid.
Okay.
Well, and you may step in initially, you're just wondering what's going on, and then it escalates from there. Like, maybe your intent initially wasn't to jump in and cause a scene, but you didn't like the way they handled it or whatever, and things just got out of hand.
All right, maybe the question is this, then. With this 23-year-old grown-ass baby man on Wayne County at the Wayne County Fair getting thrown out, according to police, for getting in a fight, tries to get back in, gets in a fight with two sheriff's deputies, his dad in his 60s, then steps in and tries to keep his son from being arrested. Both of them end up arrested. Take the cops out of it.
Right.
Should a dad or a mom be willing to step in if their adult child gets into a fight? If you are a dad, would you do it? If you were a kid, would you want your old man in there throwing fists with you? Maybe the only backup you got, son. Yeah, he's old, but he's got fury.
You shouldn't.
And he's down.
You shouldn't jump into the fight.
No?
You should try to get your kid out of there.
How do you get the... I love guys like you that have ever been in a fight in your life, right?
I've been beat up.
No, that's not a fight.
Nobody helped me.
Getting your ass kicked is not being in a fight.
Not like a fight to me.
No, they were fighting to keep from laughing.
There was knuckles in my face.
Your dad would be showing you all the hiding places. Come on over here. Hide under this table.
Quick, between your mom's legs.
I think if you jump into a fight, like you're going to now you're in the fight.
Yeah.
With your kid.
I think that there are people that get brought into the tornado of a fight with the best intentions. Like you said, I'm going to try and get him out. But to get your child out of the fight, you have to insert yourself into the fight.
All right.
It's like saying, put that fire out from across the street. It doesn't really work like that.
You're going to have one of these Lee Zeldin piles in the middle of the dance floor. Just guys in khakis on their knees.
Oh, so it's Saturday night for you.
Does it make a difference, if your kid is, let's say your kid is just has a history of always being in fights.
He's
like, maybe as a parent, you're just like, oh, here's another one. Like, do you think a parent in that situation would be more likely to jump in to, try to get their kid out again? Or is it one of those things where, there's nothing I can do here?
It's a good question.
Because I would think you're more likely to jump in if this is a rare situation that you see your kid being a part of.
I get that argument, but I also understand I know that they have a pension for this and things could get really bad if I don't try and do something.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's the same thing that happens with addiction, right? Like, there are parents who say, look, I'm washing my hands of this. They have to do it on their own.
Right.
And then you keep finding yourself going back to help, and it's because it's your child.
Right.
Right? You don't want to see
them. So I guess in the end, you're always going to try to defend your kid.
I don't know, though,
because it's almost like it's just hardwired in, natural instinct, that's your child. Your job is to protect them.
Okay, but it is a grown-ass person who put themselves in the situation.
But you're never going to see your daughters as full-grown women. You're always going to look at them as your babies.
No, you're right.
No matter what happens.
You know, when it comes to the question, right, like if you're a child, would you want your grown-ass dad to step in? I wouldn't.
Of course. It's got to be pretty embarrassing.
Well, like, yeah, as a kid, as the younger person, it makes you look soft because here comes the old man to save the
day. You can't handle life.
Yes. It also puts your parent in danger.
Yeah.
Super.
Like, you may end up trying to protect the parent
instead of vice versa. This dude's 62 years old. He thinks he's going to take on trained police officers.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's not a cop.
Even if he's wearing a back the blue t-shirt.
You guys take it off. I'm not backing you right now.
All right. Yeah. I'll get back to backing you later.
But like, even if it's not a cop, right? Like, if something goes wrong, that 62-year-old person is more likely to get seriously hurt.
They could die.
They could die. And you'd have that on your conscience. Thank you.
Yeah.
As a child for the rest of your life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if something went terribly, terribly wrong. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to, he's the fightin'est man that calls every day.
Who's that?
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good to hear from you, buddy.
So my girls, I know I'm going to be in like my late 40s to early 50s by the time this stuff is potentially going to happen with my girls. But depending on the situation, I would willingly jump into a fight with my girls.
So you don't see this adult, they're both adults. You don't see the father in this situation who allegedly jumped in as doing a bad thing.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. Those were cops. That's the only time I'm not jumping in a fight with my kids.
Oh, so you don't love your kids?
No, I love my kids. Like, okay, my parents did this to my older brother because he messed up, got himself arrested, and they sent his ass to jail because he screwed up. And because of that, I learned the lesson, don't do stupid things. You do stupid things, you win stupid prizes. So, I mean, it helped. Steer me kind of in the right direction.
Okay, I get you. So I understand why seeing that with your own eyes would change your opinion. By the way, I agree. Don't go fight the cops.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. They played stupid games. They got stupid prizes. If they're in a fight, like if my girls, God forbid this ever happens, if they get ganged up on by another bunch of kids or whatever, I'm stepping in. We're going down like the Ninja Turtles, bro. But I will gladly fight with my kids.
Okay, thank you, Ben, for the call. Against other kids. As long as you're smaller and weaker than me, I will take you down.
Other people. I should rephrase that. Other people, not other kids, because that's not messed up.
Great call, Ben. Yeah. Great call. Ben just punching 10-year-olds in the face all over Wake County. Like, the biggest reason you wouldn't want your mom or dad fighting with you, there's no way it ends well.
Of course not.
A couple of guys in their 20s, like this guy here, getting into a fight is super dumb, but it happens. Old guy fights end in one of two ways. Broken bones.
Ambulances.
Or a weapon comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that would be my biggest fear in this situation, is that old guy gets in over his head, and he's going to end it with an outside weapon. Because how many stories have we seen of, like, some teenagers running their mouth, and all of a sudden, oh, there's a gun. He's trying to run him down with his truck. Like, there's just, like, this... I don't know if it's getting older. I mean, you would know better than I would. Mm. And I don't mean that as a dick. I realize how dick that sounded. You old ass bastard.
What's it like to be old, Grandpa?
No, but like, I'm curious, like, do you get to an age where a switch of patience flips?
Like, you change your attitude on these things.
And like, you have no tolerance. Like, I'm going to go from 0 to 100 immediately.
You think it would get worse?
Yes.
I mean, it just depends how you're... What kind of, whether you're a type A or type B personality.
Okay.
Like, my old man was a type A personality. You know what I mean? So your old man's a type A.
But I can't see my old man trying to hit a bunch of kids with a truck.
He's also a police officer.
Well, that would give him.
He would use a cruiser and it has a battering ram, so that would get the job done for sure. Being trained, defensive driving and everything.
No, because
he may be your guy.
We know some older guys, someone that we worked with, that we would watch just flip a switch.
Yes.
And they would go into this fury. And it's like, bro, I've known you for a long time. You didn't used to be like this. Is this age?
Yeah, I think you either get better or you get worse at this thing called life.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, so in that way, can you make the argument that this man, he can't even be held responsible for his own actions? It was the old man in him?
It could be.
Just kicked
it
in.
It could be.
Facebook messages coming in, you can always get it. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
I was going to say, when all's said and done, though, and you're sitting with your kid in that jail cell, are you pissed at your kid, or are you still pissed at the guys he was fighting with?
That's a really good question.
You got to be pissed
at
yourself.
Some point, but most dads aren't going to admit that. Yeah. Most dads are going to blame somebody, and it's either the kid or the cops.
If you have the self-awareness to be upset with yourself in that jail cell,
you
would have had the self-awareness not to get into that fight, right? Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know. I'm going to say you're going to blame everybody but the people closest to you.
Okay.
You're all mad at your kid, not as mad as the other folks in the fight that caused the whole thing to happen.
They put him in a bad spot.
Yes. Right. Facebook messages coming in again talking about this 23-year-old guy out in Wayne County was arrested, thrown out of the Wayne County Fair over the weekend after a fight. He then, according to police, tried to get back in. That led to a fight with two sheriff's deputies who were injured in said fight. This man's 62-year-old father then jumped in to try and keep his son from being arrested. Both men were arrested, charged with various different things. This comes in from Bill says, you guys are talking a lot about a fight and not the most important part of this story.
What's that?
That a 23-year-old man and his 62-year-old father together went to the Wayne County Fair. Is that weird?
And stayed late.
No, I don't know.
Like 10 o'clock at night, you're still walking around a fair. It's pretty much closed.
But think about like a small town thing. Like everybody that lives there, like that's the thing happening that weekend, right? Like so you may not have even gone with your dad, but your dad may be there with, like, his buddies, you know what I mean?
I mean, you don't live out in Oklahoma on the prairie. I mean, Wayne County is right there.
It's Palmyra.
I know, but it's not like, you make it sound like, you know, they're way out in the middle of Nebraska. Okay. And that's the only thing to do.
I guess
we could pack up the car and go to Henrietta.
Any town carnival or fair, like, you'll see a ton of people you know if you're from there and you go.
But they're shutting down at 10 o'clock at night. They're even packing up the cows.
Here's why you're wrong. So the reason Kimmy feels so passionate about
this.
Oh, she
was big on the county fair.
No, the Hilton
Carnival
is like...
That was like the place to be at the end of midsummer.
And I would assume that the Wayne County Carnival Fair, whatever, has a beer tent. So that's why you would be there at 10 o'clock at night, right? Like, look,
they run them
they
that
might
way
have some, like, you know, concerts, like outdoor concerts and stuff, too.
Yeah, like, I mean, bro, Hilton Carnival had Blue Oyster Cult a couple of years ago, didn't they?
Yeah,
like, they
I think
bring
so.
In big
well, no,
acts
the big
for
one
these
was Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels was there. Yeah, God rest his.
I always stayed at 10 o'clock to catch Charlie Daniels' whole set.
Well, he just plays Devil Went Down to Georgia 27 times. No, but like, so, you know, I was in a bagpipe band with my dad when I was a kid. Now that I'm saying this, it's the exact same scenario I'm dealing with. And the bagpipe band would go from carnival to carnival.
Yeah.
And like, we would go in the beer tent and play afterwards, right? And yeah, man, it was easy to stay there until
the
midnight.
Good times roll.
Yeah, just have a couple of drinks and hang out.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
There you go. There's your answer.
I didn't know they ran that late.
But I don't even know if they have a beer tent out there at the Wayne County Fair. So who knows?
Mm-hmm.
There is your fair talk for your Monday. We in the break room are not astrologists. We're not meteorologists. We don't know how this stuff works.
Mm.
But I do know this. We've never heard of this before. And if it's such a big deal, why all of a sudden are we hearing about it for the first time?
Good question.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It is a big night in the sky over Rochester this evening.
We'll be skying.
We are getting a blue supermoon.
Oh.
Blue supermoon.
A blue supermoon is...
Same moon.
Yep.
Just blue and super.
But it's blue.
Super and blue.
Super and blue. It is scheduled to make an appearance over Rochester tonight. I love how it sounds like Pearl Jam. It'll be over Rochester tonight, right?
If you can see it.
Are you guys staying up for the super blue moon?
I mean, I guess I'll take a look at it if it's out there.
Right? If it's
not cloudy.
If it's on my way to work, yes.
Okay. So you're not going to make an appointment for the super
moon. If it's a late night blue super moon, 5 a.m., I'm in.
Okay. So we've heard of a blue moon before. Yes. There's a song about it and everything.
I didn't think there was an actual blue moon. I just thought it was like, never happens. That's what they say, once in a blue moon.
Yeah. But like then we found
exist.
Out we did have a blue moon once, and then we're like, hey, you know what? That's like a lot of blue moons for it not happening all that often.
Turns out it's not impossible. It's a thing that happens once
every
year.
So they should rewrite that song. Blue moon happens kind of a lot, so it's not that important. Blue moon.
So we've heard of the blue moon, and the last couple of years we've had the super moon explained to us.
What's a super moon?
Super moon is a bigger moon.
Big, but bright moon.
Yes.
But it's the same moon. Closer?
Well, yeah, closer and brighter. So super blue moons, the combination, are 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the average full moon.
30%.
Yes, that's right. So I guess with all of this information that we've never heard of a super blue moon before, right, we can come to the conclusion that they're just making up moons now.
Probably, just to get you to look.
Yeah. Right?
I guess.
But have either of you ever heard of a super blue moon before?
No.
And they're not treating this like the eclipse, like this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that happens, so it has to happen a lot. Why are we only hearing about the super blue moon for the first time, other than, and I'm being serious when I say this, they're just making up new moons.
Yeah, because
moons now.
There have been a couple mornings, to your point, Tommy, where I've driven in, and I'm like, wow, that is... That moon, like, it looks super close.
Yeah,
it's super bright. But then I'm like, but they don't call that anything.
I always thought that was a harvest moon.
Oh, maybe it's a harvest moon?
Okay, now are we just doing all the folk songs from the 70s? Now?
Harvest moon.
That's not how the song goes.
Happened in the morning.
Don't
Kimmy
stop
saw it.
Rooting,
harvest moon.
But stop, yeah, like, sometimes I'm like amazed by the moon, and then
yeah,
I look
low.
And it wasn't, you know, nobody like predicted it to be that way. So low it's just a moon. Nothing moon.
Man, that thing's getting closer. Low moon.
Low moon.
I think I can touch it.
All right, look, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can someone explain this to us? Because I will admit, we're all naive to the sky, right? We were never big astrological, meteorological people. Because... It, now, past the moon, it also feels like there are way more space things happening these days than when we were kids. Because, like, there was just recently, like, a week of meteor showers?
Okay, there was a week of meteor showers on top of more northern lights. Like, they were both happening at the same time, if I'm not mistaken.
So, is this happening because of, like, changes in our climate, in our environment?
Maybe we get,
well, I thought, like the northern lights are caused by, like, sun flare-ups.
No.
And the
Northern Lights gonna get knocked out by the meteors, baby. Blue moon.
I don't know why sometimes you can see meteors and
the rock took
you
out the light.
But it's coming from the sun.
How many bulbs are in the sun, baby? I bet you a lot.
So it's possible. A, they're making it up.
Yeah.
B, we're just hearing about it more often now because of social media. C, we have
maybe
better...
we got the technology.
Well, okay, so the technology could be better.
We got that Hubble scope.
Yeah. Compared to like, well, no, because you don't need a scope to look up, idiot.
Well, no, like we have like that's. Didn't we put like a telescope in space, the Hubble?
Yeah, so but looks back at us.
Is that what we did?
This was stupid. Why did we do this?
Hubble scope. I think we need to turn it the other way.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
but like all of a sudden this year, you would think we had that technology. We've had that technology for a few years now, right?
It's not just this year, right? Like we've seen, Kimmy, the last 10 years. Right?
Up in the sky.
Yeah, people like going out to like Charlotte Beach and like laying chairs out to see like these, you know, celestial
events.
We had
the eclipses and all that.
Well, eclipses
we know
about. But
that is always, that they can predict ahead of time, like way ahead of time.
We do get like minor league eclipses now all the time.
But nobody ever cared about them before. I can't remember my parents going, oh, there's an eclipse coming.
Well, but did they know? Because now you know, like, down to the second when it's going to happen because of social media and stuff. Like, if they didn't catch it on the news that night, they may not have even known it was happening.
But this was on the news. This story we got from News 8.
Yeah.
It's the News
8.
My parents.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, if they have it now, why wouldn't they have had it 30, 40,
50 years ago? No, but I'm saying, like, if they missed the news, they would have no idea it's going on.
Tommy's dad was not going to miss the news.
No, but, like, your point, like, my mother was from Auburn, so she liked to look at the sky because she thought it would steal her soul.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tonight, above Rochester, there will be a super blue moon. It's a blue moon and a super moon slammed together. It'll be 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the average full moon. I will say this, and this is going to make me sound like your mother in Auburn. The bigger the moon, the more uneasy I get. There's something about a big moon in the sky that makes me
uncomfortable. Well, the moon does affect the Earth. So maybe it's happening to you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, it's just
it affects
like,
the tides.
I know. And it affects like ladies' periods and stuff.
Right.
Right. But like it's something about the bigger the moon, the more ominous it feels. Like the moon's like sneaking up on us. Like I'll be driving to work one morning.
Sneaky blue moon. Ladies watch your periods, baby. Blue moon. I think you're gonna be spotting early.
Like one of these days I'm like worried. I'll be walking in at 3 a.m. It's
right behind you.
I'm literally right here. Turn around. It's moon. Check me out. It doesn't freak you out how big the moon gets sometimes?
No, I just kind of enjoy it. I just think it looks cool.
Okay.
It's like free entertainment on your way to work.
It is, but I'm also thinking, like, whenever I see the moon like that, I always think, how does this not cause more car accidents
for
people
moon?
Staring at the moon as they're driving in?
Yeah, because I am staring at it and also running red lights and stop signs because it's after hours rules when I'm driving.
Red lights, because I was looking at the moon. Dan writes us on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page, talking about the super blue moon tonight. Dan says there are more sky enthusiasts today than there were back in the day. The technology to look up has become much less expensive. Telescopes and apps for your phone can tell you exactly what you're looking at, and you don't have to send away for seriously high-end technical telescopes. So people are more interested than they were a couple years ago.
Yeah, you get the alerts on your phone and you look up.
I don't, it feels like there were way more telescopes back in the day than there are now. Like, I had three people in my neighborhood that had telescopes when I was a kid.
Yeah, you had two of them were pedophiles.
Wow, man, we were having so much fun.
What do you think they were looking at?
No, so my...
Did you make up a song for that?
Trampoline in the other yard.
Mr. Coleman, he lived next.
Go ahead.
He lived next door.
Yeah,
he was a big sky guy, and like when I remember, like
come over, kids, I got candy for you to look at the sky.
He actually would give us grape gum, but it wasn't just us. He
sure
would,
was gum.
He would invite everybody over, my family, the entire family, but I only remember like 4 or 5 times as a kid on a summer night, him being like, "You guys got to come over and check this out."
Mm-hmm.
Shut up,
Mr. Coleman. What you got over there? Can I come into your yard, sure, kid? Just show up in your underwear.
He doesn't know where he's going.
Mr. Coleman.
The only musician who starts a song not knowing how it ends.
Well, I got you into your underwear.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We in the break room are not astrologists. We're not meteorologists. We don't know how this stuff works. Mm. But I do know this. We've never heard of this before. And if it's such a big deal, why all of a sudden are we hearing about it for the first time?
Good question.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It is a big night in the sky over Rochester this evening.
We'll be skying.
We are getting a blue supermoon.
Oh.
Blue supermoon.
A blue supermoon is...
Same moon.
Yep.
Just blue and super.
But it's blue.
Super and blue.
Super and blue. It is scheduled to make an appearance over Rochester tonight. I love how it sounds like Pearl Jam. It'll be over Rochester tonight, right?
If you can see it.
Are you guys staying up for the super blue moon?
I mean, I guess I'll take a look at it if it's out there.
Right? If it's
not cloudy.
If it's on my way to work, yes.
Okay. So you're not going to make an appointment for the super
blue moon. If it's a late night blue super moon, 5 a.m., I'm in.
Okay. So we've heard of a blue moon before. Yes. There's a song about it and everything.
I didn't think there was an actual blue moon. I just thought it was like, it never happens. That's what they say, once in a blue moon.
Yeah. But like, then we found out we did have a blue moon once, and then we're like, hey, you know what? That's like a lot of blue moons for it not happening all that often.
Turns out it's not impossible. It's a thing that happens once
every
blue moon.
Should rewrite that song. Blue moon happens kind of a lot, so it's not that important. Blue moon.
So we've heard of the blue moon, and the last couple of years we've had the super moon explained to us.
What's a super moon?
Super moon is a bigger moon.
Big, but bright moon.
Yes.
But it's the same moon. Closer?
Well, yeah, closer and brighter. So super blue moons, the combination, are 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the average full moon.
30%.
Yes, that's right. So I guess with all of this information that we've never heard of a super blue moon before, right, we can come to the conclusion that they're just making up moons now.
Probably, just to get you to look.
Yeah. Right?
I guess.
But have either of you ever heard of a super blue moon before?
No.
And they're not treating this like the eclipse, like this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that happens, so it has to happen a lot. Why are we only hearing about the super blue moon for the first time, other than, and I'm being serious when I say this, they're just making up new moons.
Yeah, because there have been a couple mornings, to your point, Tommy, where I've driven in, and I'm like, wow, that moon, like, it looks super close, it's super bright, but then I'm like, but they don't call that anything.
I always thought that was a harvest moon.
Oh, maybe it's a harvest moon?
Okay, now are we just doing all the folk songs from the 70s? Now?
Harvest moon.
That's not how the song goes.
Happened in the morning.
Don't
Kimmy
stop
saw it. Harvest moon.
But stop like sometimes I'm like amazed by the moon, and then I look and it wasn't, you know, nobody like predicted it to be that way. So
low
it's just a
moon.
Nothing moon.
Man, that thing's getting closer. Low moon.
Low moon.
I think I can touch it.
All right, look, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can someone explain this to us? Because I will admit, we're all naive to the sky, right? We were never big astrological, meteorological people. Because now, past the moon, it also feels like there are way more space things happening these days than when we were kids. Because, like, there was just recently, like, a week of meteor showers.
Okay, there was a week of meteor showers on top of more Northern Lights. Like, they were both happening at the same time, if I'm not mistaken.
So is this happening because of, like, changes in our climate and our environment?
Maybe we get,
well, I thought, like the Northern Lights are caused by, like, sun flare-ups.
No.
And the
Northern Lights gonna get knocked out by the meteors, baby. Blue moon.
I don't know why sometimes you can see meteors and
the
rock
took out the light.
But it's coming from the sun.
How many bulbs are in the sun, baby? I bet you a lot.
So it's possible. A, they're making it up.
Yeah.
B, we're just hearing about it more often now because of social media. C, we have
maybe
better
we got the technology.
Well, okay, so the technology could be better.
We got that Hubble scope.
Yeah. Compared to, like, no, because you don't need a scope to look up, idiot.
Well, no, like, we have, like, that's, didn't we put, like, a telescope in space, the Hubble?
Yeah, so but
we
can see back at us.
Is that what we did?
This was stupid. Why did we do this?
Hubble scope. I think we need to turn it the other way.
No, yeah, but like all of a sudden this year, you would think we had that technology. We've had that technology for a few years now, right?
It's not just this year, right? Like we've seen, Kimmy, the last 10 years, right?
Up in the sky.
Yeah, people like going out to like Charlotte Beach and like laying chairs out to see like these, you know, celestial
events.
We had
the eclipses and all that.
Well, eclipses,
but that
we know
is
about.
Always that they can predict ahead of time. We like, do way
get,
ahead of time.
We do get like minor league eclipses now all the time.
But nobody ever cared about them before. I can't remember my parents going, oh, there's an eclipse
coming.
Well, but
did they know? Because now you know, like, down to the second when it's going to happen because of social media and stuff. Like, if they didn't catch it on the news that night, they may not have even known it was happening.
But this was on the news. This story we got from News 8.
Yeah.
It's the News
8. No, but I'm saying if
I know, but I'm saying, like, if they have it now, why wouldn't they have had it
30, 40, 50 years ago? No, but I'm saying, like, if they missed the news, they would have no idea it's going on.
Tommy's dad was not going to miss the news.
No, but, like, your point, like, my mother was from Auburn, so she liked to look at the sky because she thought it would steal her soul.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tonight, above Rochester, there will be a super blue moon. It's a blue moon and a super moon slammed together. It'll be 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the average full moon. I will say this, and this is going to make me sound like your mother.
Yeah.
In Auburn. The bigger the moon, the more uneasy I get. There's something about a big moon in the sky that makes me
uncomfortable. Well, the moon does affect the Earth. So maybe it's happening to you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, it's just
it affects
like,
the tides.
I know. And it affects like ladies' periods and stuff.
Right.
Right. But like it's something about the bigger the moon, the more ominous it feels. Like the moon's like sneaking up on us. Like I'll be driving to work one morning.
Sneaky blue moon. Ladies, watch your periods, baby. Blue moon. I think you're going to be spotting early.
Like one of these days, I'm like worried. I'll be walking in at 3 in the morning. It's
right behind you.
I'm literally right here. Turn around. It's the moon. Check me out. It doesn't freak you out how big the moon gets sometimes?
No, I just kind of enjoy it. I just think it looks cool.
Okay.
It's like free entertainment on your way to work.
It is, but I'm also thinking, like, whenever I see the moon like that, I always think, how does this not cause more car accidents
for
people
moon?
Staring at the moon as they're driving in?
Yeah, because I am staring at it and also running red lights and stop signs because it's after hours rules when I'm driving.
Red lights, because I was looking at the moon. Dan writes us on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page talking about the super blue moon tonight. Dan says there are more sky enthusiasts today than there were back in the day. The technology to look up has become much less expensive. Telescopes and apps for your phone can tell you exactly what you're looking at, and you don't have to send away for seriously high-end technical telescopes. So people are more interested than they were a couple years ago.
Yeah, you get the alerts on your phone and you look up.
It feels like there were way more telescopes back in the day than there are now. Like, I had three people in my neighborhood that had telescopes when I was a kid.
Yeah, you had two of them were pedophiles.
Wow, man, we were having so much fun.
What do you think they were looking at?
No, so my...
Did you make up a song for that?
Trampoline in the other yard.
Mr. Coleman, he lived next.
Go ahead.
He lived next door.
Yeah.
He was a big sky guy. And like when I remember, like,
come over, kids. I got candy for you to look at the sky.
He actually would give us grape gum, but it wasn't just us. He
sure
would,
was gum.
He would invite everybody over, my all family, right. The entire family. And but I only remember like 4 or 5 times as a kid on a summer night, him being like, "You guys got to come over and check this out."
Mm-hmm.
Shut up,
Mr. Coleman. What you got over there? Can I come in into your yard, sure, kid? Just show up in your underwear.
He doesn't know where
Mr.
he's going.
Mr. Coleman.
The only musician who starts a song not knowing how it ends.
Well, I got you into your underwear.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.